excuse me. Thank you, Honorable Mayor and members of the council. My name's Moses Stites, and I'm with the Fresno County Rural Transit Agency. And I'm here this evening to present a check to the Reedley Police Department.
Thank you.
Just by way of background, the Federal Transit Administration, which oversees general public transit throughout the United States, has a directive and a guidance to provide safety and security. And our board of directors, in their preparation of the budget this past year, had an option. One, to either hire personnel, law enforcement security for each individual city or system-wide, or to enter into some collaboration agreement with each individual city, incorporated city. And it's a lot more cost-effective to do the latter, only because of the personnel, the exposure, the liability, and so forth. And we thought it would be a very good opportunity for the FCRTA to enter into these memorandum of understandings with the local jurisdictions, because you're here, your police departments are here located locally, and our buses are here within each respective city. I've had the city clerk pass out a map of our subsystems here before you, and you can see all the cities that the subsystems operate in. Some cities, such as yours, have more than one bus, and also the inner connector corridors. We have four of those. We have a bus coming in from Kalinga into Fresno once a day, making 16 to 18 stops. We have a system on the west side called the West Side Transit that starts in Fireball by way of Mendota, Kerman to Fresno. That's twice a day. The Orange Cove Transit, which comes in from Orange Cove by way of Reedley, Parlier, and Sanger to Fresno. And then the other one is the Southeast Corridor that starts in Kingsburg up 99 into Fresno by way of Selma, Fowler. So with that being said, we have been very successful with all the jurisdictions, including yours, in entering into a memorandum of understanding so that your officers can provide a boarding. And this boarding will be for the vehicles, the buses, whether they're in the city or inner city, coming in from another jurisdiction, in your case, inner Orange Cove. And the officers would just board the vehicle. There's no immigration checks, there's no license checks, no DUIs, no profiling, no anything else than to merely provide a presence of law enforcement, safety, and security. There's really no exposure for you folks. There's no exposure for us. We would have to call on your department if there was an issue, or the CHP, depending where the bus is. So really, we just think it's good collaboration, and it's part of, we think, your community police-based programs that you currently incorporate. And we're hoping that in the future, we'll be able to apply for additional funding to provide a little more funding for your police department, either one time or ongoing. And I'm here to answer any questions that you may have, or such.
Any questions on Mr. Stites?
No.
I just want to say this is very good. I've never seen this, and to see it in a map and all the services you provide, because in this rural area, there's a lot of people that don't drive and need transportation a lot of times to go to Fresno. And to see it on a map is really nice. You do provide a good service.
Well, thank you.
Very good service.
Thank you. And you do have good representation on our board with Council Member Beck, who serves on our board.
Great. Chief, would you like to come up and accept the check?
Yeah, come on up, Chief.
Thank you.
When it comes to money, it's, yeah.
You know what? He didn't even ask how much the check was. There you go,
Chief. Yeah. Don't hold a smile for
20 minutes.
Uh-oh. That's for a second. Yeah. Totally.
I'm sure somebody's got a phone.
What did we do before phones?
The mugshot. Yeah. The count of three. One,
two, three, let's get one more. One, two.
Thank you, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It's made out to Joe Gardner.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for the Transportation Authority and yourself. We knew Santa Claus comes early. Public comment provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the City Council on items of interest to the public within the council jurisdiction and which are not already on agenda this evening. It's a policy of the council not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the city manager's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the city council as each item is brought up for discussion. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, notice to the public, consent agenda items are considered routine in nature and voted upon as one item. Under the consent agenda category, a recommended course of action for each item is made. Any council member may remove an item from the consent agenda in order to discuss and or change the recommended course of action, and the council can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. A council member's vote in favor of the consent agenda is considered and recorded as a separate affirmative vote in favor of each action listed. Motions in favor of the consent agenda are deemed to include a motion to waive the full reading of any ordinance on the consent agenda. For adoption of ordinance, only those that have received a unanimous vote upon introduction are considered consent items. Would any council member wish to remove an item from the consent agenda?
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
It's been moved. And any public comment on this? No public comment. Call for the question.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mayor Cellino?
Yes. Going into item number four, public hearing. Public hearing regarding amending certain departmental fees and charges for services related to public swim in the citywide master fee schedule. Community Services, Mr. Glick.
Yes. Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. I'm Joel Glick, Community Services Director. This is an exciting time for us to amend our departmental fees to go one step closer to offering recreational swim and aerobics program to our community members. City staff has been working really hard with Kings Canyon Unified staff to develop a program that we could have year-round. I'm going to ask Sarah Reed to come up and do the report and give her the opportunity to go through this public hearing process. Sarah?
Good evening, Mayor and members of the council. Like Joel said, this is a really exciting time, an opportunity to bring forward some year-round swimming in the beautiful facility on the high school property. So I just wanted to highlight a couple things because I know you all have received the report. But I just want to point out that the available times we have for us at this current time is 7:30 to 9:30 in the evening to do lap swim. And we're looking at doing that 3 days a week. We would also have water aerobics in the evening during that time frame and also in the morning from 10 to 11. So we thought it was important to offer a morning and an evening option for water aerobics, and that would be twice a week. Some of the hard costs that we're looking at coming from Kings Canyon so that they can recoup their costs is $30 an hour to have a personnel member there. And during the time that we need lights, it would be $11 an hour. The cost that we're looking at in-house is to have a a lifeguard there whenever we have programming going on, and then of course the cost for a water aerobics instructor. So what we're proposing tonight to recoup our costs is $2.50 a night for lap swim. We are looking at selling these in passes of 10 to 20 visits. That way our staff member doesn't have to deal with money. They would be buying it at the office and just bring it with them. And then $30 a month for water aerobics. And we're hoping to start the lap swim in January and water aerobics in February. So you can see on the master scale, some of the fees have been swiped out because since it's no longer our facility, we will not be renting that out to the public like we used to. So we're eliminating those fees on the master schedule. And then adding on or changing the cost for lap swim, adding the passes, and then the water aerobics fee. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them at this time.
I think it's important that we know that we're not going to rent to private parties.
Correct.
That right?
We okay. will not.
Because that's one of the questions that was asked.
No, the only time that we would help the district, and they've already asked, is in-house. Their schools like to have parties at the end of the year for the students, and so they asked the city if we would work with them to provide the lifeguards, and so we would be in partnership with them to help them be able to do that. Okay. But those are the only kind of parties that I foresee.
Any other questions of staff?
Not so much a question, Mayor, but a couple of comments. It is an exciting time, like you mentioned. Having that complex in our community not only afforded an opportunity for the high school to have its home games here in Reedley, but they even took it the championship, right, this year. Mm-hmm. So they really excelled. But it's also exciting because we're going to be able to offer these programs and for all age groups. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an opportunity for our youth and also our, you know, older folks that can get in there and exercise and so forth. So, and then the second thing, I just want to again thank the staff for the work that they put forth and really examining it closely and determining, you know, what the costs are going to be. And from what I see, it appears that, you know, those anticipated costs will be covered by the funds that we recoup from the people that will participate mm-hmm. in these programs. And I think that's important. When I look at the cost, you know, when you say $250, you know, I just think it's real feasible for folks mm-hmm. to, you know, to connect and be part of that. So again, I want to thank you folks for doing that. And it's also good to hear that, you know, the programs are going to be year round, not mm-hmm. just, you know, during the summer months and so forth. So thank you very much for your work.
Thank you.
I just want to comment that I really appreciate you guys working hard to keep the fees where people can't afford mm-hmm. to be involved in that program. And that's what I look at, is that it's a reasonable cost, and yet we're covering cost with the school district, and I think that's important. Mm-hmm.
Now, being that it's the first year, of course, we're going to have to evaluate it as we go through this process, but we did try to give reasonable numbers and reasonable thought to that breaking point, so.
Well, hopefully that with the reasonable price, that it will entice mm-hmm. people to take advantage of that with the city's programs. Mm-hmm. That'll be great. Any other comments from staff? From council for staff? See none. This is a public hearing. Any public comments on this item? You just give us your name and address, please.
Good evening. My name is David Carter. I live at 160 Robinwood Circle here in Reedley. And what we're talking about is public access to the new aquatics complex on the Reedley High School campus. And these new proposed aquatics programs will provide what our aquatics community has expressed great interest in. And I don't know if you know, but we did a survey and we collected about 270 individuals who told us what they wanted to be involved with and when they wanted to swim and how they wanted to pay. And the survey says, number one, lap swim, public lap swim. Number two, water aerobics. And the number one requested access time to the facility to be in the evening hours. And all of this at an affordable price. Well, weekly, I hear about individuals from our community who drive to Selma, Kingsburg, Sanger, Visalia, and Clovis just so they can swim. And now they can stay here and proudly invite their friends to join them in Reedley. And obvious benefits to those who choose to swim, of course, are health and fitness, but other pluses include youth employment, lifeguards, and the development of leadership skills as they're trained to watch over the safety of those using the facility, like me. I need that. But just as important are other benefits that are less easily defined, such as community pride, okay, and the building of a healthy aquatics community, as our citizens are now able to access the state-of-the-art facility in a setting that is safe. Now, as the city moves forward with these new aquatics programs, I would encourage attention be given to the marketing so that our community can know what's going on. It may take some time for people to get involved, and with some time, adjustments may be needed to the programs. But I'm so excited for the opportunities and possibilities that now exist with public access to this facility. I would also like to thank Joel Glick and Sarah Reed for their efforts in moving these programs along. And please know, if I could, I would purchase 3 20-visit swim passes right now. In fact, Sarah, I want to be the first one to buy a swim pass. I look forward to seeing each of you guys in the pool mid-January.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Carter. Any other public comment?
Hello, my name is Kristen Beasley, and I've lived in Reedley for off and on over 10 years. And I recently received this lovely sort of overview of our very cool city. And I was looking at the part that says adult sports serve 600 adult participants a year. That's 2 to 3% of our entire population of our city, about 25,000. And I think that this aquatics program, I've watched it myself as I drive by. I've watched from the dig in the hole, just every step of the way, thinking, okay, on 4th of July I was buying fireworks, thinking, all right, it's going to be open any minute. It's going to be open any minute. We get to September, October. Here we are in December. And I'm with you. I'm second in line. I'd buy 5 right now. So if we could just start the bidding. I think that if by opening the aquatics program, or the aquatic center, would probably at least double the participation of the adult community in this city easily, and it's something that pays for itself. And the other thing about it is that as I read this fabulous little document that that you put together, you know, Reedley's one of the goal is to attract businesses and families to this city. And one of the things that attracts businesses and families to a community are things like a state-of-the-art aquatics program, education programs. It will create employment for youth. It also, youth sports keeps kids out of trouble. And that's my career is, I'm a pediatric clinical psychologist, and so my job is all about resilience and families, and I care about keeping kids on a path to a healthy adult life. And so I think this is a fabulous facility. I'm thrilled that it's in our town, and I really look forward to it being open because I'm one of those people who drive to Kingsburg. I work in Fresno sometimes. I work here part of the time. So 4 to 6% of our youth participate in sporting activities, and I also think that that number would skyrocket as I talk to other community members about the kinds of activities that can go on. So I really look forward to this happening. And I think you're also right about keeping the price down so that it's accessible to a really wide group of people. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Hi, thank you for allowing us to speak. I'm Shirley Ito, 1242 South Hope, and I helped call people for the bond issue. And I just about everyone I talked to asked about not just the high school, but the community involvement, and everybody was excited about it. I have a water polo player, two water polo players currently, my grandson and my granddaughter. I have seven children in the school district, and I'm just so excited. Like you were saying, Rick, it is a very exciting time. Thank you for all the work that you've done to get us to this point. And I will be a water aerobics person, so sign me up for that. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Sorry, I'm not very fast. I'm Sherry Cano, 597 West Ponderosa, here in Reedley. And just a personal note from myself that I was born with a congenital birth defect in my lower left extremity that makes it really difficult to exercise or to find an exercise that will work for me. And I'm sorry, I'm just so happy that there's going to be a, especially the water aerobics, because once you get in there, you know, it doesn't hurt. You can do all these different activities. And I don't know, there's probably a lot of people out there with a lot worse than what I have. But in my personal situation, I'm just thrilled. So I, too, will be purchasing lots and lots of tickets or whatever we're selling to get in there. And I really appreciate everything that everybody's done. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comment? Seeing that, I think it's a good time to hear from people.
My name is Malcolm Light, 1389 South Klein, and I have an autistic son, and this is one of the few activities being able to swim that he actually gets excited about in terms of physical activity. And so we are very much looking forward to the opportunity to be able to take him to swim. We've been talking with him as he is starting to approach high school years, talking with him about joining swim teams and different activities that he can do with that. So we're very, very excited for this opportunity. Thank you.
Great. Any other comment? Seeing none, well, you know, this is a fantastic thing. I'm trying to think. 40 years ago, had to be 40 years ago. I don't know how many of you remember State Center Swim Club.
I was on it.
That was showing our age. But that was a fantastic program here. We used to have swim meets. State Center Swim Meet was held annually. We had kids from Canada. We had kids from Hawaii. We had kids from Oregon. And we housed all those kids. So hopefully we can do the same. And looking forward to the Marlins program. That should be a strong program this year, and we're looking forward to that. Great. Any other comment from council? Anything? Seeing none, we'll go to the next item.
Is there a motion for approval?
Oh, motion. Excuse me. I'm ahead of myself. I'm getting excited here.
So move.
Is there a second?
I have a first and a second.
First and a second. All right.
Councilmember Beck. Councilmember Rodriguez.
Yes.
Councilmember Betancourt.
Yes.
Mayor Cellino.
Yes. Going into item number 5, adoption of resolution 2014-107, approving rezone application number 2014-01, requesting a reclassification from the light industry zone district to the commercial service zone. District and related environmental assessment number 2014-12 for 1.3 acres of property. APN 368-241-08, located south of H Street between 12th and 13th Streets. Community development, Mr. Fabino.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. As the mayor's just indicated, before you this evening is rezone application 2014-01 and environmental assessment 2014-12. The project location that we'll be discussing this evening is the subject entitlement is outlined by the red dashed line. It is currently a vacant parcel, and its current zone district designation is ML, Light Industrial Zone District. And the applicant is proposing to, or requesting that that zone district designation be reclassified to the CD, Commercial Service Zone District. As you can see right now, the ML Zone District, which is again in blue, you have arrows pointing to it, but basically it is inconsistent with the general plan, the 2030 plan, with respect to the land use designation. It is also inconsistent with the municipal code related to Chapter 25, and that's the mixed use ordinance. It doesn't meet those criteria. Therefore, that left us with the only way to move the project forward to make sure that the general plan was, in fact, consistent with the zoning, was to have the applicant file with us a rezone application. Again, as I mentioned, it's moving it from the ML to the Commercial Service District, which then makes it consistent with the general plan. As you may recall, in order for us to approve any project, it must be consistent both with its land use and its zone district designation. And in the general plan, we'll often refer to the matrix, which is in the general plan, and it basically shows that all the land uses according to the general plan and the associated zone districts, which are designations for compatibility. The project itself, which is really not before you this evening for approval, only the rezone on that one portion. The site plan review is in with staff right now, and it does propose a 3,000 square foot retail space and 55 units of 2- and 3-story design structures, about 1,900 square foot community center. Lots of great design elements, which will be environmentally superior, hopefully, if you approve it and it's constructed. And then also, just so that we're really clear, the county and the housing authority are applying for home funds to support the construction of the project. This very quickly is a preliminary site plan of the project. G Street is on the north, so we can kind of get our orientation. To the left, or to, is actually 12th, and to the right, where you see those kind of diagonal hash lines on the right-hand side of the screen, that's actually 13th. I picked this particular site just so you get a good idea of what the Paseo looks like, which will connect G Street across the alley to the subject property that we're talking about, that big rectangle to the south of what we know as Uncle Harry's and Jadoon's and the vacant property. But that triangular piece is the Paseo up to the north, the two kind of white boxes, if you will, one parallel to the rectangle parallel to G Street, and kind of the box that's to the left of the Paseo, that's actually the commercial space. And of course, you can see the outlines of the buildings below. Staff did, as we always do, make sure we're in compliance with CEQA. Staff consulted with responsible and trust agencies. We then prepared a modified Appendix G, as we do as a standard practice here in Reedley, and that's, of course, to comply with the California Environmental Quality Act. The project has been determined to be a subsequent project that was not fully within the scope of the EIR, and therefore we prepared a negative declaration to make sure that we addressed all those issues. to make sure that the project in and of itself would not create any unintended consequences or impact on the environment. The project did go to the Planning Commission on September 4th of 2014. The project was voted by the commission at that time to be referred back to staff. It went back to the Planning Commission on December 4th, 2014, and the Planning Commission held a duly noticed meeting. For the public record, during the time in which the negative declaration was available for public comment, the city received no public comment from any trustee or responsible agency. We received none at, there was no testimony provided to the commission on the merits of the CEQA document at the September 4th meeting. Again, we duly noticed and sent notices to everybody within 300 feet in preparation for the December 4th. Again, there was no testimony from any public or trustee agency at that moment in time. And obviously, it doesn't appear there'll be any tonight. However, on December 4th, the Planning Commission did unanimously vote on a 5-0 vote to recommend this to you and your consideration of the rezone application number 2014-01. Therefore, staff is recommending to you this evening approval of the negative declaration dated August 13, 2014, also referred to the environmental assessment number 2014-12. We're also recommending that you approve the rezone application 2014, which is a request to reclassify approximately 1.38 acres of the subject property from the ML zone district to the CS zone district. And that concludes staff's report. Be more than happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions of staff from council?
Just a couple of comments, not questions again. But again, I just want to thank the staff for the background. The information was very, very informative and gives us a good insight on what that project is going to entail and how it's going to improve, you know, not only living conditions for some of our citizens, but, you know, what it does beyond that. A couple of things that really stood out as I read the information and was is like, you know, that focus that we have again to increase residential densities to reduce the impacts related to the loss of agriculture land, because that's a big thing with our farmers and our taxpayers and so forth. So that is well noted. The other thing is to continue to improve the physical aesthetics of the downtown area, which I know that you folks are constantly working on that, and it's on your radar. And then also the city should promote and provide urban services to development within the city as a means of controlling and directing growth, which I think the council, not only this council, but councils before us have been very studious, very prudent in doing that. And with the staff that we have, you know, that continues. And then the last thing is, again, is the city shall encourage infill projects. And we've talked a lot about that over the course of the last 2 years, at least since I've been on here, that incorporate pedestrian and oriented design. So it's fulfilling a lot of our, not only our vision, but a lot of the objectives that we constantly talk about when it comes to the city of Reedley. So I'm all for it. I mean, I support it, you know, 100%. And I just think it's good. It not only does it add a lot to downtown, but again, the efforts that are being made to improve our community from one side of it to the other and downtown, and as well as, well, I'll talk about that project later on tonight, just providing again for our citizens. You know, I think a lot of times cities get focused and they go down one route and somehow they have a tendency, sometimes things fall off and that hasn't been the case here. I think that the business that our city staff has done, it seems like they have really been balanced and they've devoted, you know, their time and their you know, their skills and their intelligence to making sure that we're doing everything that we possibly can to improve Reedley. And I'm real happy that this has come to fruition, and I just want to see it done, you know, because I think it's gonna be great.
If I might, projects like this are exciting for staff. In some ways, I'm going to use this word, but I don't want you to really kind of take me literally. It's kind of easy, and it's easy from the standpoint of, you know, the applicant themselves has done a great job in designing and working with staff to get it before you this evening. And their track record through King's Commons, I mean, is exemplary. And so, no, it's not always easy, but, you know, it does make our life considerably easier to get projects in front of you in a timely manner so that they can get up and get rolling when you've got really a top shelf developer. So, you know, I appreciate all the comments, council member, but they deserve a big round of applause too, because I think when we're getting projects like King's Common, which at least in staff's position, our position is that it's a great project, you know, this will follow suit and really surpass that one. So we thank you.
Any other questions from staff or council? Well, I'd like to say that the end of the year now, you folks, city manager, staff members, you guys have to pat yourselves in the back. We've had some things happen in this community. Been very positive. And what a way to end a year and bring in a new year with positive things. So don't be afraid. Pat yourself when you're going out this door. Everybody.
Well, thank you, Mayor. Thank you very much.
And any other comments? Not any public comments on this item?
Good evening, Mayor, council members. Michael Duarte with the Fresno Housing Authority. Our office address is 1331 Fulton Mall in Fresno. And I just wanted to say a couple comments on behalf of the Housing Authority that this is truly a great community, and the folks that turned out with excitement for water complexes or swim complex is just amazing. I grew up in Kingsburg myself, and unfortunately I live in Selma now. My wife won that battle, but Reedley's a great community. I'm a product of the Central Valley. I went to your great community college here and then moved on to Fresno State, so I really appreciate the community. And as representing the Housing Authority, we our whole purpose is to support the communities like Reedley, so it's great to hear that you feel like we're taking adding value to your community, one through Kings River Commons and hopefully through the project we're calling Trailside Terrace. Sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied today. But we're excited to work with the community here, and we're gonna do everything we can to make it a great project that supports your ground, your downtown. And I just wanna say thank you. And I wanna thank the staff as well, Ellen and Kevin, Nicole. They've been really great to work with, and they do make it easy. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, one of the things that with this project is coming up, Kevin, I'm hoping that maybe the downtown business owners will kind of entice them to do something with the upstairs in some of these buildings. We tried a few years ago before you folks were in Reedley. We tried that, but it didn't work. Hopefully we can do something that can motivate them to do some upstairs buildings. Yeah. Any other comment from anybody? Really? Nothing? If not, I'm going
to... I'd like to make a motion to approve.
I don't think this is a...
No?
Approve it? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Is there a second? Call for the question.
Councilmember Rodriguez?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Mayor Cellino?
Yes. No other items. I'd like to wish each and every one